Welcome to The Ether. Today is Monday, January 31st, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Find your next favorite artists on talus.art. Be sure to join their Telegram and Twitter for the latest updates on the roadmap, validator, and other Talus news, like the new verified artist badge. There's now a watermark on the NFT with full screen preview. Bids can now be withdrawn when you're outbid. Bidders can now settle auctions. XDeFi and Leap wallets are now supported on Talus. Also check out all the new additions to the Artist Corner. I bet you didn't even know. Auctions can be canceled as long as there's no bid, and the addition of more detailed information during your bulk uploads. Find out more at talus.art. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Follow Orbital Command on Twitter using the link in the show notes to receive regular threads on Terra protocols and yield strategies, news, resources, and Twitter space discussions. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, we have the Luna Fest update and AMA. Let's take a listen.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, Andy. How are you doing? Hi, Sarah.
Hi, guys. How is everyone?
Good. How's your day? All good?
Yeah, I feel a little bit like, woo, after my day in the spa. My body doesn't know what's hit it, you know?
So, happy days.
Yeah. It was great, though.
Happy day.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the listeners as well. Thanks for tuning in. I think we'll give it a few minutes just to let a few more people join in. Obviously, the more that join, then we get a bit of momentum and we can move things forward quickly.
Yeah, feel free to retweet the spaces just to get the message out there that we're live. That'd be great. Thank you. Got a few more joining. This is great. Give another 30 seconds, then we'll kick things off. Simon, if you just want to request to speak, I can add you to the speaker panel then, just so you can intro yourself when the time comes. There we go. Hi, Simon.
Good evening. How are we?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Are you?
Not too bad, mate. Busy day, but all good.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay, I think we might as well just kick things off. It's been a little while since we last held a Twitter Spaces. We felt like the time was right to have another one. Just to bring everyone up to speed, I know quite a few of you will follow the Twitter page itself, and I jumped in the Telegram channel. But there's been some big events the last few weeks, and we just thought it was the time was right to update everybody. So the last Twitter Spaces we have had was either very late December or very early January. There's been several weeks now with an awful lot going on. We've got quite a few bits of information to give everybody. I think one of the most important parts is the formation of the company. I think, Ian, I'm sure you'll talk around this in a moment, but it means that we can now, you know, progress the project further and faster. And it also means the way that we're setting the business up means that we can move into a DAO model in the future, which was a clear goal for everybody within the business from the start. Do you want to just give a bit of an update on that, Ian?
Yeah, sure. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in and listening in. I think ultimately where we are at the moment is there's a company structure which is in the process of being formed. We've got a core team of individuals. There's going to be a multi-sig wallet, so funds have to be authorized by the sort of core team. Any transactions that we do and any monies that we spend will go out through that process. I think that there's what was very apparent is that we ultimately the company goes to the community. So the community own the festival. So we've been talking to lots of different people in tokenomic models on how that would look and how that would work. And we want to, and we're putting together a lot of information on, or certainly thinking about lots of ways how we can bring that to fruition. And the way that we see it working at the moment is there's going to be a LunaFest token. Early attendees of the festival will get some tokens. So proof of participation will get tokens. If you are an early sponsor, and we've got lots of people, protocols, people within the crypto space that are wanting to get involved, early sponsors will get a weight of the tokens. If you're an early artist and you perform, then you will get a weight of the tokens, and so on and so on. So the festival over, and we haven't got a timeline on it because we don't know how it's going to go in the first year or two, but hopefully by year three, the festival will be a fully fledged DAO. The people that participate, the people that sponsor, and the people that perform will own the festival. And there will be obviously a whole incentive model on what you can do with the tokens and how you can use those tokens as well. So the structure is in place at the moment with a core team. We've got an extended team of individuals which we can talk around and we've spoken around in the past. But ultimately, it will move into a DAO, and people that buy in, the sponsor, get involved early on will be rewarded later on with a bigger weight of the tokens.
Spot on. And speaking of the team, we've expanded the team out to include a few more people. Some are on the call, some can't be present, unfortunately, but that includes George, who's our chartered accountant. He joined a couple of weeks ago. Danny, who's our marketing and metaverse lead, and also Simon, who's a media and production pro. We're approaching a really comfortable size now that we're capable of the different work streams that are being demanded of the team. Simon, I know that you're with us. Do you want to just give a quick intro to yourself and a little bit about what you do?
Yeah, thanks, mate. My name's Simon. I'm a freelance video and cameraman, editor, post-production guy. So I've spent the last nearly 15 years been involved in video production. As I said to you guys before that, I was actually involved in music as well. So I've got a pretty good understanding of all of these things. So, I think that's a really useful thing when you're stepping into stuff like this. It all sounds very exciting. And, I'm obviously very passionate about music and video. So I'm hoping to bring, what I can to really kind of push this on. It's an exciting project. And, happy to be involved. And I'm sure we can get some great video out there, to really engage people. I know we spoke about that, but I think engaging the community inside of crypto and beyond that is going to be key. So I'm hoping to help you guys bring that engagement and really push it out there.
Yeah, great to have you on board. Thank you. And you've also got a bit of a background in music yourself.
Yes. I was terrible at school, to be perfectly honest. And I went into music production instead. I did a few things. I mean, I started DJing, but I was always kind of into music production and ended up, being fairly involved. I've kind of toured around quite a lot over the years. I've played all over the UK, supporting as a DJ and playing gigs. I've actually played Glastonbury a number of years ago.
Wow.
I think it was 2007 I played Glastonbury when I had an album. Actually, I had one of my old tracks was on like a compilation Glastonbury CD. But I've been lucky to kind of travel around and play around Europe and some big festivals in New Zealand and Australia as well. But I found myself, getting involved in video. I think the skills transferred over there very well from music production to video production. And that's why I kind of really, got into video as well. So, yeah, I've got a bit of a history there.
That's great. And we've already started to see some of your teaser videos that were in production at the moment. So we'll be releasing some of those over the coming days or weeks, and look forward to getting some of the footage together from a couple of the site meetings that we've got coming up too. So yeah, thanks, Simon. Appreciate it. Danny is on the call, but he can't talk at the moment. But Danny's, like I say, his expertise lie and passion lies within marketing media and also the metaverse. So Danny is going to be, we've actually got a couple of meetings lined up this week with a couple of potential metaverse partners or leads that we've got. So we're going to be talking to them too.
Just speaking on that point, Andy, just quickly, just with Danny on there. So yeah, one of the things that we've really sort of gone the road that we've gone down is the festival is filmed in the metaverse. Anybody can attend virtually. And we really want to go to town with the very best technology that is available. So people can literally be there anywhere in the world and they can walk around and literally listen to the music, listen to the speakers, listen to the guests. And yeah, not only is it a case of you've got to be there in person to enjoy it, you can literally attend from anywhere in the world. And Danny is a Web3 metaverse expert. He knows as much as anybody at the moment. It's brand new technology and he's at the cutting edge of what's going on. So Danny's been a real great member of the team to bring on board.
Yeah, definitely. Looking forward to seeing what technology can bring to the music space, the festival space with the metaverse. Just speaking of some of the key meetings that we've had, but I mean, there's been so many, Ian, you probably just want to pull out some of the highlights. Just trying to think of the kind of the key ones that you've been present on.
Well, there's been numerous meetings. Obviously, the site meetings have taken up an awful lot of time, but we've been reaching out to different protocols, different ecosystems, so not necessarily the Lunar ecosystem. We've expanded certainly into the Cosmos and beyond. We've speaking to different sort of Web3 professionals, NFT contacts, there's been sort of tokenomics and DAO experts, lots of different people from lots of different ecosystems and environments, which have really helped us to understand how we can position this moving forward. So it's been a real community drive. There's been lots of, like I say, interesting meetings. There's been lots of learning. There's been lots of reaching out. I'll let Sarah talk about what's going on with the International Music Summit, but we've got some really good key contacts over in Ibiza. And there's somebody said it's the freshest idea. You know, somebody senior in the music industry, it's the freshest idea that they've heard in a long, long time. And that really fills us with confidence as we move forward. So I don't know if you want to say a little bit about the IMS, Sarah. I know it's your baby of sorts.
So we've had some really positive meetings with one of the organisers of the IMS. He is very, very excited about what we're doing and is very happy that we're going to be part of the IMS. Now we're just sort of like working out the finer details of what capacity we want to show up at the IMS and how we want to present the concept to get the best exposure. We're all really looking forward to it. We're all really hyped. And it's going to be a great addition to the International Music Festival, which is one of the sort of leading events on the electronic dance music calendar. It's one of the most important sort of business-oriented events around dance music. So all the key players in the industry are generally there, from managers to DJs to festival owners, club owners, everyone in the music industry is the leading people are there. So we're going to get right in it and present it to everyone. And I know that the hype is going to be amazing once we get there and start spreading the vibes. Hey guys.
Can't wait. It's going to be so good. you've had several meetings. I've only kind of listened to some of the background on some of it. I think Ian, you've booked flights already and accommodation, and we're all set to go out there and represent LunaFest at the IMS. So do you want to talk any more about the music partner that we were speaking to, Ian, from the Cosmos? Did you want to add anything around that?
We can say that we've spoken to Bitsong. They're obviously one of the lead protocols in the Cosmos. They're IBC connected, built on Tendermint. It's all interchained, linked through Osmosis and all the things we know about through Luna and Terra. And they're working on, the best example I can give is Chiliz, the fan token that's on Ethereum. They're going to be doing, or they do a product which is very similar to that for artists, basically. So if you're a fan of that artist, or you want to get involved with the NFTs from that artist, or you want to get more involved, then that's what they do. But yeah, we've got more meetings with them this week. They've sort of said hello and expressed an interest in how we can work together, and that there's obviously an awful lot of synergy and what they're doing within blockchain and NFTs and tokenomics and fan tokens and what we're doing as a decentralized festival, that the community own the festival. So yeah, there's a lot of synergy there, and we'll see what happens moving forward, but there should be an opportunity where we can maybe work together.
Oh, great. And I think probably some of the bigger meetings that have happened have actually been physical ones, actually on site. So obviously we've scoped out an initial venue, which was Stapleford Park. And subsequently, over the last few weeks, a few things have changed in a positive fashion, giving us the opportunity to expand even further. So the second site is also in Leicestershire. You've been to the site. Unfortunately, I was struck down with COVID, so couldn't attend. Do you want to just talk a bit about the location?
Well, yeah, we went to see an alternative to have a look and to get a feel, because the difference between our original venue, which is amazing for many different reasons, and this venue is this venue hosts festivals all throughout the year. It's got experience of hosting festivals. It's got the license in place. It's got the festival field. It's got water points. It's got all of the backbone. It's got hard standing car parking. It's got access for motorhomes and caravans. It's got access for convenience of lorries and HDVs and site building. And they can give us an environment where we can build a site that's going to be good enough for what we want it to be, that where we can bring in this technology that we want to bring in. And we're not going to be worried about standing on eggshells potentially moving forward. So we've still got the accommodation at the original venue. So we're going to look to maybe house VIPs, early sponsors, early participants, artists, and so on at the original venue. And then we're going to bring them in to the festival site for their gigs or for their speaking roles or whatever they like for their early participation. It's the new venue is elegant. It's historic. It's beautiful to look at. It's like the function. It hosts weddings. I mean, we literally are cherry picking dates to host in 2023 because they're literally chock-a-block with weddings. But the site works. It works on many different levels. It's got an amazing sort of VIP backstage area for artists and to function and to house. And what it means ultimately is it's not a two-tier festival. It means that everybody can go to the functions, everybody can go to the talks, everybody can go to the house, everybody can get involved in all the cool stuff that's going to be taking place there. But ultimately, everybody will be involved in the festival. It's got a nice wooded area where we can have things like silent discos. It's got the opportunity for expansion. It's got all of the access points. It's even got its own runway, so we can fly in private light aircraft if we wanted to. It's fully green in the sense that it's got it's one of the biggest solar plants in, well, at the time within Europe. It's a venue that we can literally drop and plug into, whereas elsewhere we would having to be building, we would have to be having to be apply for licenses, we'd be having to apply for all of the infrastructure to get it up and running, which may come with objections and problems moving in time. But what we want to do is go to the community, maybe even later this week, but certainly next week, to say, look, now we've signed the contracts, we've paid the deposit, and we're at that stage now where we're literally fine-tuning the details of what we can and can't do. But we want to go out next knowing that we've locked in a venue that we absolutely categorically can perform Lunafest at the dates that we obviously have confirmed in 2023.
Amazing. And the flexibility of the site itself means that we can continue to grow there as well. I think that was a key factor, wasn't it, in the decision making?
Yeah. So obviously, we don't really know how. Like, well, this is going to be attended for year one, two, three. But what we actually think this is potentially 100,000 people festival over time. And what we don't want to be doing is going to location A this year because we like it and it's got a nice hotel. But next year we have to go to location B and then location C. I mean, if we go for this first festival with 5,000 or 10,000 people, that's great. if year two we get 15,000-30,000 people, we can stop at this venue. If we get 40,000 or 50,000 people year 4, 5, 6, we can stop at this venue. If we can get to 100,000 people venue, we can stop at this venue. It's got the capacity to expand. They're accommodating, they're flexible, they love the idea. And it's actually a very beautiful setting as well. And it makes it for everybody. We're quite happy, and we can't wait to show you, really, show you the images, show you the photos, tell you where it is. And it works on many different levels, and it's been occupying our brains now for the last 2 weeks. And we're very excited about the venue and how it looks and feels. And it's fit for a bunch of lunatics.
Perfect. And just in terms of logistics, you know, it's actually slightly easier to get to. It's 15-20 minutes from a major airport. It's also kind of 15 minutes from the main motorway, the M1 in the UK. So great location in terms of arriving for not just UK-based lunatics, but global lunatics flying in for the event too.
Yeah.
So a lot of time has been spent the last couple of weeks visiting the site locations. I guess what we should really talk about is what's coming up over the next maybe couple of weeks or so. You mentioned, first of all, some more site visits. Do you want to touch around the site survey that's happening?
Yeah, so 8th of February, we are meeting one of the most established site builders in the UK on site. Where we are going to walk every nut and cranny. We're going to look at every detail. We are going to work out how many meters of security fencing, how big the soundstage is going to look, what the marquees are going to look like, how many chairs we need for the auditorium in the theater style setup, how many food vans, if it's 3,000, if it's 5,000, if it's 10,000, how that looks, how that feels, and all of the different logistics of sound, lighting, and then obviously moving into sort of metaverse costs and the specific cameras and details which are going to be available as well. When we have that budget done, which will be certainly by mid-February at the latest, then there's very much a plan that we can then work on what we're calling the investor packs. So there will be a scope to reach out to individual investors. So if you're on the call now and you say, well, look, I want to be part of this, I want a way to the tokens, that will come with benefits that you will get sort of backstage and meet and greets. You'll be an early investor. You'll get a bigger weight of the LunaFest tokens. Or if you just want to buy a ticket to participate and be involved, then we'll be able to work out how much that ticket costs, because we'll be able to work out how much it costs for us to build everything and to get things moving forward. But that fits the same with the sponsors and the protocols and the NFT groups and the different sort of organizations within different ecosystems. But we're very much working on the details. So that's the 8th of February. So that'll help us move forward with how much everything is going to cost to a T. And then we've got a full meeting for everybody, not everybody, but the core team on the 22nd of February. So there's people flying in from all over Europe to have a fully fledged meeting, brainstorming session. And we're going to get everybody together, all of the creative brains. We're going to do a full site inspection. We're going to look at everything. We're going to talk about the look and the feel and what we need to build and how it needs to come across. And that's happening on the 22nd of February. And then the big thing after that is the International Music Summit, which takes place later in April. By then, obviously, we will have had the investor packs out. And we will have got everything in place, and we'll be in a good position to start looking at how we're going to do the ticket sales and the whitelists and how many people and how much interest there actually is out there to attend this festival.
Yeah, spot on. I think we've we've kind of got a really smart roadmap now. I think that will come to light when we update the website. That's in the near future too. So very shortly, the full roadmap with some key dates and milestones will be posted on the website, and we'll let everybody know when that's done too. So definitely the next month is going to be pretty full on, but hopefully in a month's time we'll have full location, full dates, all the information locked in, ready to go, investor packs and sponsorship packs out. So it's going to be an exciting February, I think, for the team. Right now, I don't know if there's any more that we need to add to what's been going on over the last month or so. I didn't know if there's anybody on the call that's got any questions for us. I know that a lot of people have been reaching out to us through the Telegram channel or on Twitter. Has anybody got any questions for the team that are on the call? Feel free to raise your hand.
I mean, just talking while give a chance for people to raise their hand. But yeah, I mean, we've been working literally since, well, the new year, although it's a whole month now, isn't it? But like, we've, for the last 4 weeks, we've been at it. I've been at it full time, 12 hours a day. And I mean, other members of the team have been, we've been having weekly meetings, weekly catch-ups. There's Zoom calls happening left, right and centre. There's Telegram calls happening left, right and centre. And it is all coming together nicely. And I, to be honest with you, I couldn't be more proud of where we've got to since the hurdles that have occurred over the festive period. It's a pleasure to be part of. And I think the cliche is that if you enjoy it, it doesn't feel like work. And that certainly feels the case. And I couldn't be more excited about how things are moving on.
Great. So we've got a couple of people just joined the speaker panel. DeFi Zealot.
I just wanted to check in about how to get involved in terms of, working with your team and joining in some ways in terms of helping with organizing and that kind of stuff. Like, is it just the Telegram channel, like talking to you guys through there?
You can reach out to us either on Twitter or Telegram. Anybody that's hit us up on in a DM or a direct message on Telegram, we've spent some time with. We want as much community involvement as possible. So yeah, if you've got thoughts, ideas, want to get involved, definitely get in touch with us. Like I say, direct on Twitter or jump in the Telegram channel, and we'll book some time in with you.
Sounds good. Yeah, I have a few things because I've been, producer and DJ here in Western Canada for a while. I'm definitely open to helping out in many ways. I also have some friends over here that do professional live streaming for events that they've been doing for a few years now. So if you guys don't have anything set up, I'd love to put you in touch with those guys as well. I'll follow up on a DM and in the Telegram channel as well.
Amazing. Yeah, thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you for that. Yeah, the live streaming thing is ultimately, yeah, this, we want this, everybody to be able to see this. And we're already talking to people where we can help as well to through our own platforms to get this out and about. So yeah, that would be great to have that conversation. Thank you.
Cool. Yeah. And the one other thing is that before the pandemic started, I had booked some of the top dubstep DJs from the US to come play a show over here. But, everything has been closed down since then, and I still have a deposit with those guys. So I would love to, have my investment as, bringing these guys forward. So it's like Whittler and Push Loop from the U.S. They're quite prolific in that scene. So I'd love to kind of donate my deposit towards the festival somehow or something like that. So because, Canada over here, we're not opening up anytime soon. So it might as well figure that part out. So I'll follow up about that as well.
Amazing. Yeah, thank you. Really appreciate that. Thank you very much. I look forward to talking to you in the near future. And we also had, I think it's Encryptode. Is that right? Sorry if I pronounced it wrong.
Yeah, Encrypto, that's fine.
Oh, perfect.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, thanks for joining us.
Great. Just maybe a couple comments and then a question. First off, Sarah, I've seen your art on Talus and other places, and it looks awesome. I hope maybe one day to get one for my own. So congratulations on such a great collection.
Thank you so much. That's really sweet. I really appreciate that. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I'm trying to build up some Luna and grab one of your pieces. They look awesome.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, I've got some more coming out soon. So there'll be more coming on Talus in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, cheers.
Yeah, thank you.
I got involved. So what you were all talking about, I got involved with being an OG in one of the projects here on Luna, Atom Spheres. And interestingly enough, they announced they're going to be releasing their next NFT project on Stargaze, which is of course on the Cosmos blockchain. And so that's interesting. So that's got a lot of us here on Luna talking about this interaction between Cosmos, IBC, and Luna Token, Atom Token, and so forth. So, you know, one of my questions is, how do you guys see that going forward? I think it's quite positive. I hold quite a lot of Atom. I know a lot about Osmosis, and I know a lot about Luna, and I think the synergies are excellent, and I hope to see an IBC future. And also, another question is, well, I live in France, and I used to live in London, so, you know, having an event in the UK is really great for me. I hope I can make it. I'm wondering, you know, how you balance between the metaverse part and the live event part, and how you can measure who might turn up for the live event and who might dial in for the metaverse, because I'm also trying to weigh that. You know, I have some things happening here where I live, and, you know, do I do the metaverse? Do I turn up for the live event? You know, how's that going to work? Thanks.
I'll go with that one, Andy. So, yeah, first things first. I'm a big Cosmos guy. I love everything going on with IBC, also Atom Token, Juno, Osmosis, and then obviously the BitSong, and as you say, the Stargaze, and all of the cool stuff that's happening over there. So I'm talking to Michael, who does Cryptoverse Festival in Portugal, Crypto Saito on YouTube. Obviously, he's connected to everybody within that ecosystem, so that there are conversations that are ongoing. So, yeah, and I think where that lies is that ultimately for this to succeed to the level that we want it to succeed, like if we pigeonhole this as just Luna, great for us guys here right now, but for this to be what we want it to be, an 100,000 people festival in the future, then it needs to be a cryptocurrency festival. And yes, Luna is UST is the currency. Yes, the artists are going to get paid in UST. Yes, where we can, we're going to pay the suppliers in UST. As we move on to the DAO, then yes, everybody gets paid in UST. The currency of the festival is UST. However, there are other ecosystems, and there are other opportunities within those ecosystems, and there are other communities within those ecosystems. So we want to expand as much as we possibly can. Maybe we concentrate the efforts for the first festival with the Cosmos and everything that's going on within IBC. And I think that's a really sort of easy line. And that's where, I wouldn't say expertise, but that's where my passions lie. And that's what I know most about. So that's kind of the way we're being directed. But ultimately, we want Solana. Ultimately, we want Ethereum. I was even considering going down to Bedford and shilling Peter McCormack for a What Bitcoin Did stage next weekend, but I think he's away. So, I mean, they're the type of things that, like, we're thinking about and talking about, because, like, I mean, we're all into crypto. And I think it would be naive to try and just think that we're just going to talk about Luna for 3 days solid and have a party and have a festival just around Luna. It needs to be much more expansive than that. Your second question was around live events, metaverse. I think the reality is the metaverse is going to be great for tuning in for one of your favorite artists on the other side of the world and listening to something that you just can't be part of because logistics or financials don't work. Being there in person is always going to be a 10 times better experience. You know, I mean, I've been fortunate to go to festivals all over the world, and festivals really are my happy place. And it's being there with your friends, with like-minded people, networking, listening to live music, and being part of the experience is where the real joy comes from going to a festival. So being there is always going to be 10 times better. However, we are fully aware that not everybody can get to the UK, not everybody can afford to get to the UK, not everybody will want to get to the UK. So, like, giving those people an option for a nominal amount of money, of which we've not even got close to thinking about, but if there's a ticket fee where you can buy a ticket, a nominal fee, then you can attend virtually. But we want to incorporate that because we see that as being part of the future, and it's, you know, I mean, the technology technically is probably not quite available yet to do that, but it's not a million miles away. So we're talking to the right people now to help build that out. So hopefully by summer of next year, then we'll be in a position where we can incorporate that, and we can potentially be one of the first, well, the first festival in the world to actually do that. You've got things like the UFC that are going to film a fight in the metaverse pretty soon. I think the Apple guy today is talking a lot about metaverse. So, I mean, the news is out there. Obviously, you've got Meta and Facebook and all that type of jazz as well. But like, yeah, what we're doing is a little bit different, or it's very much different. But we want to try and be the first cutting edge guys to really do this and bring the artists on board and get them to embrace it as well.
Great. And, you know, thumbs up for, you know, being IBC first and, you know, UST and Lunar Focus, but also Atom and Cosmos and the rest of it. I think that's, you know, that's where I'm sitting in terms of my mind, my mindset. And I think that all will work. And also just maybe a last question is, in terms of metaverse, what kind of experience will it be? I remember seeing, you know, Decentraland, I think, got DeadMau5 or something to do a concert in their in their metaverse. You know, when you're in the metaverse, what kind of icon are you going to be? What kind of, you know?
Well, you might be a Terabot, you might be a Galactic Punk, who knows what's going to be available in 2 years' time. How you look in your avatar and your personal details, I guess, is a personal choice, and that might be an image of yourself, or that might what you look like in real life, or it might be your favorite NFT. But yeah, you would be able to move around virtually. You'd be able to. I mean, I'm not sure how it looks and works at this stage myself, but you might be watching the main stage, listening to a talk from hopefully Doke One, and you might say, well, Doke's talk's finished, and X DJ is performing on the other stage, because you've got a roster and a schedule, and you can pop in some coordinates, or you can push the button and you can go to the other stage and you can watch and listen live to that artist and that performing. So we're talking to making sure that we've got obviously the right level of internet available, and we've got all the cell sites and everything to make sure that there's no lag and various things like that. That's not my forte, to be perfectly honest with you, but there's certainly the technology is available and it's very close to being available, and we just want to be exploring that. And it might be year one that's a very limited iteration of what is available, but by year two or three then it might be much more expansive, and we might be able to extend depending on which way we go and which of the partners want to work with us.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to it, and I'll spread the word inside the Poppin' Puffins DAO, where I spend most of my time. So thanks, everyone.
I love it. Love the Poppin' Puffins art.
Great stuff. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Has anybody got any more questions before we finish up? I think what we'll probably do, if there's no more questions, we'll look to schedule a spaces probably in a couple of weeks' time, maybe 3 weeks' time, after we've had these next couple of site meetings and a team meeting. Implore you to please jump in the Telegram channel, follow us on Twitter, which obviously you do. Please get the word out there. The more people that we can get LunarFest in front of, the bigger and better it's going to be. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you to Ian, Sarah, Simon. Thank you for jumping on the call.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for everyone for joining us this evening. And we'll speak to you all soon.
Cheers, guys. Thank you. Speak to you all soon.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the LunaFest update and AMA recorded on Monday, January 31st, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in Discord for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol and is refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes. Check out their website at WeFund.app. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Gotta keep it rolling like a Tesla makes me. Wanna puke my brains out all over these pastries. I'm just trying to lay here and be all lazy. Please tell the drugs they don't need to chase me. So get laced then start your pacing. Color me impressed with all this crazy. I don't wanna be crass, but baby I'd give my right nut for one of them Dre beats. Or maybe get dressed up all mainstream. Run for office and empty your savings. Trying to get paid in rustic cravings. Brainwashed blame game, picking up ratings. Getting all berated like madmen ladies. Hating on everything great from the 80s. Lately, the bait's been looking angry. Dainty till you see what they dangling. Like a carrot hanging off a stick. Shape of a ghost to haunt your crib. Raking in the most without boring me. Just another day in the life of a quarantine. Props to everyone who ever wrote to me. Feet opening through a new wave of growing pains. Best case, they never even notice me. Slipping a fast one into the closest gene. Stick another chicken in the crisper. Whisper the magic words and listen for the whimper. The simpler the better, so buy the dip. Blindfold on tight, ghost ride the whip. Straight at another ghost ship. Let's see what the goats win. When you get tossed in the ocean and you don't swim. Not what I was hoping. Going nowhere fast, lost in the potion.
There is nothing more foreseeable as a public health crisis for, again, a world where we're just living on top of each other's in crowded, polluted cities than a pandemic. Every academic, every researcher who's looked at this knew this was coming. And in fact, even intelligence agencies, I can tell you firsthand because I used to read the reports, had been planning for pandemics. And yet, when we needed it, the system has now failed us. And it has failed us comprehensively. And the thing that I find grotesque about this situation is that now the people who are being asked to sacrifice the most are the people who are in the most precarious positions, who have the least to give. We're constantly being told we're the richest country in
the world. Terror Spaces.